Back in 2010, a master planning committee and an outside consultant identified priorities for the Park City School District's buildings and said it basically needed to redo the district office to allow space for professional development and CTE, or career and technical education. The price tag to revamp the building was some $5 million, according to school board president Mo Hickey. So instead, says Hickey, they're going to build a new building for the same price. And now, instead of CTE, which apparently no longer needs a home, the proposed building will house the new PC CAPS program.
So one of the ideas was to move out all the professional development and training out of the district office. So then we started looking at that, and then PC CAPS came on board. We looked at it and said, okay, for the same price tag as renovating the district office, we could have a much more effective, modern building in terms of professional development, where we would actually have the life-size cameras installed in the building, so we could have distance training if we had teachers from Ecker that couldn't make it over, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So for the same cost of looking at just renovating an old building and really still not getting what we wanted, we could wind up getting a full professional development space and have a space for CAPS, which is a convertible space.
By convertible space, Hickey refers to the building adapting to accommodate various needs. He says the CTE programs can now largely be held off-site and therefore doesn't have a high demand for space. It confuses the point, however, of the new building, since the Master Planning Committee recommendation was first for a CTE building, but now is for a PC CAPS building.
Between expanding CAPS and then looking at our CTE program in a more, I think, intelligent fashion and working with the state, we've started developing programs, which the first one hopefully will be next year. We're finalizing everything with that. It'll be a culinary arts program where the students will take the material work in the classroom, but most of their time is going to be spent off-site, for example, at the Montage, in this case in the culinary arts program, working with the chefs at the Montage and actually getting hands-on experience. Very similar to what CAPS is doing, but in the CTE areas. So there's less of a demand for that space for CTE.
He says while CTE is a state requirement, many kids are also taking those courses online.
Because a lot of our students are taking a CTE class, quite honestly, in some cases as a filler just to finish up. A lot of them try to get them out of the way, you know, and it's like, for example, my own son's looking at like a financial literacy course as an online course. He's starting to look at some course that he can take online so that he can fill out his schedule with other courses. And so we really have to look at what CTE courses we should have, and to make sure that they are the courses that the students want and need.
The proposed new building will be located in the current Treasure Mountain Junior High School property near the intersection of Comstock Drive and Kearns Boulevard. The PC CAPS program is currently housed in a rented space in Prospector that was remodeled last year for the new program. The CAPS program will be in its second year next year, and Hickey says the registration for the program is flat, but he expects it will grow. The program currently serves about 65 students. Hickey insists the proposed building is not entirely for the PC CAPS program.
If it was just for CAPS, we'd be looking at other alternatives. We have to do something with the district office. That's been on the table since 2010. It was a recommendation in 2012 to move forward on it, and unfortunately, that's the time when the Superintendent Timothy resigned. We had a new business administrator coming in, so it's not like this has been a one-month conversation. This has been going on since VCBO came out with their original report in 2010.
That's Park City School Board President Mo Hickey. Although some in the community have expressed that the remodel of the outdated Treasure Mountain Junior High School should be a top priority that would serve far more students than a new proposed building, Hickey says that remodel would have to be funded by a bond. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.